Blog Talk Radio.
And what's going on, Blog Talk Radio Nation? It is Friday, and of course, if it's Friday, that means that you are tuned in to Eye on Hollywood. I am LeVar, and as always, I am joined by the lovely Lola. Lola, what's going on?
Nothing much. It's Friday, everybody. So hopefully everybody has some nice weekend plans and some decent weather out there.
Well, it's Friday, and it is now... I don't know where the months are going, but it is now April 1st. And
yes,
as much as I would have loved to have had a really cool April Fool's joke today, maybe we'll come up with, maybe before the end of the show, we'll come up with
You know what? Maybe that was, maybe that's Christina Hendricks' April Fool's joke, the smaller boobs.
I guess so. I hope so. Man, that's, if you haven't seen the photos, there's been a slight...
LeVar's devastated, everybody.
There's been like a slight abracadabra of like Christina Hendricks shaving some brand new photos that are out. And I can't explain it. I'm just hoping that she wore like some frumpy, like big dress that just did not do her justice or something, but it just did not look right. Ain't right, I tell you, ain't right. But yeah, so I don't know about that one, but we've got a lot to discuss on this Friday, and I guess even before I kind of go into more of that, or go into our top story before I lose track, of course, with Friday comes the openings at the weekend box office. Among some of the movies, there is a redistribution of The King's Speech, which will be at theaters again this weekend. The brand new movies that are coming out is the sci-fi The Source Code, which is with Jake Gyllenhaal, Vera Farmiga, and Michelle Monaghan. That's PG-13. The horror movie Insidious with Patrick Wilson and Rose Byrne. That's PG-13. And then the, I want to say, how do you call it, the CGE comedy, 3D, or whatever, Hop, with the voice of Russell Brand and James Marsden and Hayley Cuoco, and this is the beginning of a busy month for Russell Brand, because he's got this movie out this week, and I've seen him on a lot of talk shows, and next week is the remake of the Arthur movie that had Dudley Moore back almost 30 years ago now, let's see, over 30 years ago, and so a busy month for him and a busy month for Katie, so a lot of dollars coming there into the Brand household. Yeah, household such as it is. I don't know. I still think that before the end of the year, I mean, I'm not wishing any ill will, but I still think that before the end of the year, I would not be shocked to see a separation of some type. I don't know.
But you're probably right.
Well, if you look at some of the interviews he's been on, you know, he kind of talks about how much that the marriage has changed him and how, you know, he's not used to just being monogamous to one woman. I don't know, to me, you know, if I hear that, and if you're thinking about that, you know, Russell Brand, for those of you that don't know, used to live a pretty wild lifestyle, went through some rehab,
yeah,
and now, you know, he has been sober and clean, which is great for him, but, you know, he talked about the lifestyle that he did have. He had different women here, and, you know, the way his sex life used to be, and then I think I heard him in The View a couple of weeks ago talk about that, how, you know, that was one thing he had to get used to, and now he's so domesticated, and he's not sure how he likes that. But I was like, it sounded like a guy who was saying, help, I'm trapped, and I was like, it's not good a few months into the wedding that, you know, all this is going on. And plus, Katie now is at the prime of her career. He's now trying to catch fire here in the U.S. And when you look back at a Hollywood history such as that, it just kind of seems that it's kind of destined to, you were almost going to be destined to hear irreconcilable differences or at least just move apart. You know, and I hope that does not happen, but it just seems so much that's going on with these two right now. And Katie also had a busy week herself because her mom came out in an interview about her career. And I think her mom is a involved in a church. I'm not sure she's like a preacher, reverend, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And mom did not like Katie's career, nor did she like her always flaunting the assets that we know Katie to have. And she kind of dissed the career in a way. And I was kind of surprised. You know, I would have thought that, you know, Katie's mom would have been a little bit more supportive of what was going on, but apparently she's not so happy with it. She'd rather Katie probably be singing in the choir somewhere, but with a body like Katie's and her career, I'm not sure right now. You know, it's all well and good. I mean, Katie can still do that on Sunday, but I think, you know, Monday through Saturday, she might be on concert tour somewhere. But
and not to mention, very tempting for those priests.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, good Lord. There's only so much even they can handle.
There's a few jokes in there, Lola, but I am going to take the high road. I do have to admit, Sadie is very stunningly beautiful. And I know a lot of people get on her for singing. They don't like her singing, but she has a new song out, and it debuted yesterday called E.T. It was a very un-Katie-like video.
Mm.
You really didn't see Katie as Katie in a way. It was, you'll have to check it out yourself. I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube. And if you catch it, let us know on our Eye on Hollywood wall on Facebook, which is News and Comment Network, Blog Talk Radio, LeVar and Lola. Let us know what you think. It was okay. I mean, I like the song. I heard it on the radio the first time earlier this week. I'm behind on that stuff, but it's all right. So, I don't know, Lola. But Katy Perry and Russell Brand, we'll definitely be keeping our eye on them. And then, speaking of another pop music diva, Media Takeout, Lola, is reporting that the singer Sean Paul will be coming out with a book. And I know you probably are a big Sean Paul fan.
I'm a fan of any kind of gossip, like a tell-all.
Yeah, because Sean Paul is reportedly coming out with a book detailing his career. But you know what? If you think about that, like Sean Paul, his career, boring. But wait, here's more. Sean Paul will also be talking about his dating experience with Beyonce while she was on the outs with Jay-Z. And according to some of these sources, especially the ones that are talking to Media Takeout, he will talk quite graphically about it. And I know that there has been rumors that he and Jay-Z don't get along. This could be a reason why, and it will be very interesting. So, Lola, the question here to you is, would you pay to read about this?
Wow.
Would you not?
I'm, you know what, I'm curious what he has to say. I'm, you know what, Sean Paul, my shoulders and my ears are open. Do tell.
Well, if I told you that Sean Paul actually had a kid and he was a Sean Paul, I think he'll get, it depends on what he's coming with. If he's going to write about this, number one, he's got to make sure that if he's writing about this, that he's not going to probably be doing any more work with Beyonce, because I'm pretty sure he's going to, or with Jay-Z or with anybody who they know, he's going to get cut off at that point. But if he's going to do this, it's got to be something that's just, like, explosive that we don't know about Beyonce that he's telling us for the first time. Not just, yeah, we were together. It can even be something like, yeah, I slept with her once, and that was it. I think it would be considered a disappointment. If you're going to drastically talk about this, you know, it better be some stuff like, you know, Beyonce likes whips and chains and, you know.
She's a freak.
Channels or something like that that just blows everybody's mind. Because something that we did not know. Because if you're going to come out with something like that, you got to bring it and bring it big, you know.
Well, I remember a few years back I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about Beyonce. And that's when it was just Beyonce and Jay-Z. And you didn't really hear about, you heard like little ramblings about her with other people, but it wasn't nothing major. And I remember my friend getting into a heated argument with me because she said, Beyonce's only slept with one guy in her life, and it's probably Jay-Z. And I looked at her and I go, what era are we talking about? Because, I mean, in today's world, that is preposterous to just sleep with one person. I mean, if this was like 1940, 1950, I might have believed it. But when she said that, she got really heated. And she's like, she was very adamant to say that, you know, to correct me and let me know that Beyonce had only been with one person, and that would be Jay-Z, if she had slept with him at all.
So was she saying that Beyonce possibly was pure?
yeah, she honestly believed that.
You know,
I know.
The only people in Hollywood who are pure are the Jonas Brothers because of those purity rings. I think in Hollywood, I would be shocked if somebody else came out and said, my lifestyle that you said is not what's always written. You know, it would be shocking if, say, a Lindsay Lohan came out and said, yeah, I've only been with one guy and, maybe in with Sam. That's it. I would keel out of my chair. You know, you hear somebody different. And granted, some stories may not be true, but still, you know, it's kind of like with the Kim Kardashian thing, and I'm not saying anything bad about Kim, but when you dated as much as Kim has, you know, over the last year, that was the first thing that people talk about when they think about that. They're like, oh, you know, especially jealous girls. And it's
definitely.
I love Kim. The first thing that'll come out of a jealous girl's mouth is like, oh, Kim's at home. She's been with all these guys. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
but,
you're right.
You know, is she dating? So, I mean, that's, she's not married. And, you know, in my mind, I think, you know,
in fairness to Kim, Kim's a beautiful woman. But, you know, in fairness, I don't think Kim's really had as many guys as the average. I mean, I think the average woman goes through, you know, quite a few guys. I mean, I think Paris Hilton's been around a lot more than Kim Kardashian.
You're not going to pretend the numbers? Because according to, you know, I think some of the guy rules that we hear, if a girl says four, it's actually probably 9 or 10. If a guy says eight, it's actually been 1 or 2. Just help his ego. It's very interesting. It's been a bad week for Beyonce because on top of that, she had to fire her dad as her manager. And according to some sources here, dad, to save face, has been saying all the right things, but dad has been very mad behind the scenes about the whole thing because what's going to happen is that from henceforth, Beyonce will be represented by the same people with Jay-Z's label and his company. And dad kind of felt like he got pushed out, but at the same time, and I think you and I talked about this off the air, is that dad couldn't have been too surprised about this, especially after he had the affair with this other woman and cheated on the mom and is having a kid. And I'm pretty sure at this point, you know, Beyonce is like, hey, look, I want to take this career to the next level, so I'm going to go over here. And dad, well, you did what you did. It's kind of like almost like it's punishment, you know. I'm sure it is.
Oh, sure.
But so it's been kind of a very tough week if you're an established pop singer. Beyonce and Katy Perry kind of going through their own things with their parents this weekend. So I don't know. Maybe Sean Paul might get a call from Jay-Z about that book and just let him know that if you're going to come out with something, then might have to watch your back from henceforth. So.
Oh, definitely.
But also this week, a couple celeb relationship news. One of the things was there's an engagement, a couple of engagements, one breaking. If any of you watched live with Regis and Kelly yesterday, you saw that Dancing with the Stars judge, Carrie Ann Inaba. This always kills me, too, when they do this story. And they had the engagement news, and then they said, you know, Carrie Ann Inaba, 43, which she looks awesome for 43.
Oh, she looks beautiful.
Is engaged to Jesse Sloan, 39, who's doing a taping of Live with Regis and Kelly. And I guess at the top of the show, she came on and she kind of disputed rumors about her being engaged and said, no, I don't even have a ring on my finger. And the audience kind of like, oh, and then throughout the day, Jake Gyllenhaal was on and he kind of, you know, did a mock proposal, joking around with her. And then at the end of the show, Regis was reading what was a pretend letter from someone about the perfect engagement. And so he kind of like, you know, you got to have the lights dim. The lights in the studio went down. And he's like, you got to have the flower. And he's like, and you got to have the music. And then this music started playing. And then he's like, then you got to have the ring. And as soon as he said that, out pops Jesse. And he gets down on one knee. And he proposed. And he gave her what is called a 2.5-carat D-color princess cut diamond solitaire ring in platinum from Refinity. Now,
oh, wow.
Rare will be the point of me talking about a ring, and you can hear from Lola, she said, oh, wow, so I'm assuming she knows what Refinity rings are. And I guess the signature detail of a Refinity ring is that inside the ring is always the bride and groom birthstone. So congratulations to Carrie, one less person on the market. So she got engaged yesterday, and then Pop Eater was reporting right before we went on the air that rapper Wiz Khalifa proposed to Amber Rose. She has accepted,
yeah.
And that they plan to marry this summer. So she went quickly from Kanye to Wiz Khalifa, and now she's getting married. You see that one going through?
Wow.
I don't know.
I wonder
what
kind of ring he's going to give her and where they're going to go.
It's going to be something like, you know, iced out from Jacob the Jeweler or something like that. I don't know. Is he still around? Is he still doing jewelry? I don't know what's the latest.
I thought he went to jail. I thought he went to prison.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Is he out?
Yeah. I don't think so. I think he was facing quite a few years in.
Well, maybe he'll make something in the pen for him. I don't know. To make it out of a cigarette, little gold band around the cigarette boxes or something. But also on the relationship front, of course, this week, if you've seen in the news, Reese Witherspoon married her fiance, who was also an agent, Jim Tooth. And then there was a wedding that occurred yesterday, a Hollywood wedding, but it didn't occur in Hollywood. Occurred in Buenos Aires in a civil ceremony. Singer Michael Bublé got married to Argentine actress Luciana La Palito or something. I'm so bad with that name, but all I got to say is she's gorgeous if you've ever seen a picture.
I was going to say, when you said that, I was going to say she is a beautiful, beautiful woman. Thank God he's got a singing career because he would never get her in real life.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, you know, the only thing I think that he had going for it in this one. And, you know, if there is anybody that you can clone, it would probably be this lady. I mean, just like ridiculously, like, I would put it up there. It might, you know, she's unknown, I know, here in the States. But if you type in or you Google a picture of her, I think that if you put her in like a bracket, a March Madness bracket, she could probably beat out just about anybody in that March Madness bracket. You know, and she's up there with like the Brooklyn Beckers and, you know, the other, you know, Halle Berry zone. And she's that gorgeous. So if you
very beautiful.
Yeah, so congratulations to them, I guess. Just sad it's not me. But here's the strange thing to that, Lola. They had a civil ceremony, but they're still going to go ahead with the full ceremony next month, in which it's over 300 invited guests for that. So quite interesting. And then Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz, rumors are fueling that they're back together, but as quickly as those rumors commenced, quickly as they were shot down. They were seen out at Beverly Glen Mall, and Pete, according to some people there, had his arm around Ashley, and she filed for divorce in February. They were all three out like a happy family. They even had baby Brock with them. And sources for the couple said that the breakup is a friendly one and that they're just both trying to be good parents. It's their top priority. But, you know, I'm not sure how many people you know are getting a divorce and then are seen out, you know, with the kids and giggling and arm around each other and laughing and hugging and having their shoulder on one another. I mean, is this just a thing of where, I don't know, is it like the new age young couple Hollywood divorce story, or is this something that, you know, we're being fed the BS meter on?
I would say the latter of the two. I don't know anybody that's went through a divorce that, I mean, don't get me wrong, I know there's some, you know, different types of divorces, and some people can get along and have a decent divorce, but I've never heard of going out and holding hands and having ice cream together. I mean, that part I think is a little odd that they're touchy-feely, because most times it's not like that.
Yeah, it just seemed all us. Speaking of the BS meter, Courtney Cox has been seen the last couple of days with her Cougar Town co-star, Josh Hopp, on the beach. And Josh, whose dad is a congressman, Larry Hopkins, says now, in quote, that he is fond of her and would approve of a potential relationship, and that Josh, quote, really, really likes her. Now, I'm not sure, you know, I'm all confused on this one, because supposedly at one minute Courtney's trying to patch things out with her husband David Arquette. Next thing you know, she's been on the beach for 2 days with this guy who's just a friend and the co-star. Lola, what person do you know takes a guy friend or a person of the opposite sex on a trip while they are in the middle of supposedly trying to rekindle things with their spouse or things are going south?
Well, I can honestly say that person wouldn't be me. You know, I think, you know, I wonder if it's like payback for David's indiscretion. I mean, even though they had separated, he said they had separated before he had went out and met somebody and kind of got his groove back on. I'm wondering if this is kind of like payback. You know, I wonder if it's, I don't see them getting back together. I think this, to me, if I was David Arquette, I think this pretty much tells you where your marriage is headed. It's not going to, I mean, how could you even get over something like this?
Yeah. And you know, I don't know what it is about Hollywood and them trying to always kind of like hide relationships. It's like, you know, they think that we're all like, I guess, not aware of what's going on. But, I mean, it's like this whole thing, it just reeks of, we all know what's going on. Why do you think that they're trying, I mean, if there is something going on here, I mean, maybe we're all wrong, but if we are right, why do you think they're trying to hide this?
Oh, I agree. I get very disappointed because they tend to think that we, for some reason, can't think and we can't clearly spot when somebody's BSing us. And, you know, I mean, the fact that reality is we're not as stupid as they want us to, you know, want us to believe, or we're not stupid as they think that we are. I mean, come on, she's an attractive woman. She's going through something. She's been linked to him before. And then, who does that? Who goes,
I
see her going out with some girls like Sheryl Crow and Jennifer Aniston, but the fact she's on vacation with a decent, you know, looking guy, he's a co-star, they seem to be having a great time. I'm thinking that there's a lot more than just going over next week's lines on the show.
Yeah, no. I thought that show was on hiatus anyway.
See, there you go.
So, yeah. Very interesting in that one. But we've got a couple of minutes to go. We'll definitely keep you up to date on what's going on there. I know this week, and Lola missed, so she'll have to give us another report next week. Hopefully she'll get a chance to catch it on the game finale. That was a pretty quick season.
That was.
And I know that'll be back. And then this Sunday, speaking of finales, Courtney and Kim, will Courtney be engaged? That was one of the things she talked about last night. And if you want to really see something, like just how ridiculously beautiful these girls are, check out popeater.com. They have the video from last night on the Tonight Show. And Courtney talks about her acting debut on the soap opera. What soap one was that? I'm going to forget it.
One Life to Live.
One Life to Live,
ABC.
So she'll talk about that one. And then I know Jay asked her about the engagement, and she kind of like left them hanging. So, of course, all of us have to watch it. Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping she doesn't. I don't care for him. I mean, I've never even seen him. I just don't like him from what I've seen in the magazines.
Yeah. And he's on the cover of like a Jen's Health or something like that this week. And I was like, well, that would make me cancel my subscription. But that is also Sunday NCAA tournament this weekend. So I'm pretty sure busy sports weekend, opening day for baseball, started yesterday, continuing today.
Yeah.
And Snooki will be at WrestleMania on Sunday. I almost forgot about that. She actually did pretty well when she was on a couple weeks ago on our Raw.
I'm sure she did.
She's very flexible.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure that anybody that's seen her would probably agree with.
I feel rather smushed a while, but yeah.
Wasn't she partnered up with Trish Stratus, another gorgeous woman?
Yeah, she's partnered up with Trish Stratus and John Morrison. And they'll take on the team of Lakehool and I'm such a wrestling fan, I forgot at this point. Lakehool and Dolph Ziggler. Sorry. I'll be this Sunday, WrestleMania. Check that out, pay-per-view. Pretty sure it costs like $80. But that's about it. We got a minute. Lola, did we miss anything? Did we omit anything?
I think we got it all covered. We got it all done. So, everybody, you got your gossip fix, so you guys can now start your weekends.
Yeah, now start your weekend, and we will start ours, and we will be back on Monday with the Cutting Room Floor, and the clock, it's telling me that it's time to go. So for Lola, I'm LeVar. Thanks for watching or listening, everybody. We'll see you Monday.